all across America, a tremendous amount of butter will be eaten today. You should see the sticks stacked up in my refrigerator that are going into like half a dozen pies. But you know, butter has a history that goes back thousands of years. Food writer Elaine Khosrova traveled the world researching her book, Butter, A Rich History. I spoke with Elaine last year when it was first published, and I asked how she came to write an entire book about butter.
Yeah, that's a good question, considering for most of my life and my career as a food writer, I took butter completely for granted. Of course, I had it in my refrigerator, and I cooked with it, and I baked with it, but I really never gave it much attention. Then one day, I had to actually do a butter tasting with about 12 different butters, and I remember sitting down to this table of tastings and being astonished by the differences in color, in texture, in flavor, aroma. I was really surprised, and I had no way of accounting for why they were so different. I mean, I knew that butter was made from taking cream and churning it. So essentially, you had one ingredient, and yet you had all this variation. So I was really surprised and intrigued.
So it's not as mundane as we think it is. And I, reading your book, I was fascinated by this idea that I think you seem to be in awe of as well, that butter comes from a cow, which has this lazy life, sort of eating grass and other plants that are not exactly teeming with fat. And yet cows produce this rich, fatty milk that yields the cream, which eventually becomes butter. It's almost magic.
Yeah, I talk about this Rumpelstiltskin kind of effect inside cows. But I have to say, Peter, it's also in other ruminants. There are many other animals that can give us milk fat that we can make butter from. The water buffalo, the yak, goat, sheep, reindeer. You can actually have reindeer butter. I mean, it's very uncommon, but the Laplanders back in the 19th century used to make reindeer butter simply by putting it a little bit of their milk in a bowl, and the women would whisk it with their bare hands because, of course, it's very cold there.
And butter is ancient. I mean, that kind of proves the point that butter goes way back, all the way to very early humans. What do we know about its history?
It's likely that, similar to domestication of animals, you know, it happened in different places at different times. It's not like it happened in one place and then spread out from there. But we know that, for instance, the ancient Sumerians who lived 2500 B.C., they were making butter. They have temple carvings showing churning and showing the cows. So that's thousands of years ago. It has a very long history.
And it was probably accidental the way it was discovered.
Most likely. The theory is that the milk ended up in a container, probably an animal skin, because back in the day, that's how people transported milk. And it got bumped on, you know, some road along the way, some traveling that the shepherd was doing. Mm-hmm. And through that, it was essentially churned, because agitation is what you need to make butter. We call it churning, but any kind of agitation will make butter.
So a happy surprise. Do you think it tastes today much the way it did so many centuries ago?
No, I doubt that it does. I think it was a much more fermented product then, without sanitation, without refrigeration. Everything was raw, for instance. And so the flavors of, you know, lactic bacteria would develop quickly, especially in those temperatures. So I think it was a much more funky product back in the day.
Huh. Well, it's also tied up in religion. It's mentioned in the book of Genesis. Tibetan monks are known for these sacred sculptures that they make with butter. You mentioned that there have been carvings of it found in ancient temples. What is the link between butter and divinity?
What we can surmise is that butter was really a sort of magical food. It was valuable, and they used it every day, but they really never understood how it was created. Why is it that milk that's liquid and white can suddenly yield these, you know, delicious, rich, golden pieces of fat? You know, how could that happen? It's a little bit like pearls in oysters or rainbows happening. You know, there's no real explanation until you can tease the science apart. So it had this quality that was somewhat magical, and it was also very valuable. So I think it was that combination that gave butter its kind of metaphysical role.
Huh. And you, your favorite is water buffalo butter from India.
Oh, I don't want to say favorite,
okay,
actually.
Okay, but high on the list.
high on the list was this one particular water buffalo butter that I had in India in a small, tiny village made by a woman who took the whole milk and fermented it, made it like a rich, delicious yogurt, and then she churned that, and it was outstanding. But I love French butter. There's some great American butters. It's such a good time to be a butter lover. There's so many good choices out there.
Elaine Kostrova's book is Butter, A Rich History. And Elaine, the last quarter of your book is full of recipes that celebrate butter. Why don't you just give us your favorite, and we'll link to it at hereandnow.org.
Well, I love pie, and I love a good, tender, buttery crust. Yeah, I would put that up there. But there's some really nice sort of comfort food recipes, great pound cake, things like that. Classic butter things.
Great. Elaine, thank you so much.
Thank you.